These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pitching.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
We on like a beam on the enemy. Functions get turned, but we're the gang in the facility. Blasphemy, blocks hit with a pedigree. We the party, though with the ratchets in the varmints. I keep the gutter, street usher taught by originals how to get this money and keep it coming. Hardship with a hustle, and it's just because we run them. Pushing American muscle, blowing perp, trying to function.
We do, we do.
Keep these bitches coming in twos, making his extra moves off pills and mushrooms. I said I was on blocks where we known to get loose. So I sent to Los Angeles, bitch, here comes the boom. Rider shit, highly consumed. Toasting to no truce, off of cranberry juice and absolute. With the gang west, hood bound, absolute. Blocks did abuse, turned up to high value.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pitching.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
My rhymes is like fresh lines of that coca. These rap niggas weak, niggas sweet like Pinocha. My team full of vulture, misfits and calicos. Young fresh nigga, I'm flyer than pterodactyl. My flows, competitive with repetition. I tell them like a sedative, pussy, now pay attention. Competitive description with prescriptions for lanes. Hollow points is holocaust, molotovs and flames. The name ring bells in the click, I'm with sick. I'm fresh, the best
and
with
it. And throw these beef up, whoa,
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 whoa, hold up, with it, gangsta gut of my big brother. And I'll be with it, still smashing a motherfucker. So please, no autographs till after the show. Before I blast, just let me ask you fresher than foe. No clue was cool because nobody come close to with it, gang punkin', can't nobody do it like we do.
They got bitches, nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pitchin'.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do. Oh, he got flows, and by now it's undeniable. Killing niggas lyrically, physically, psychological. The chronicles are witty. We the best of the best. So I rep the West like West, like fresh. Try to stay fresh. Nah, I'm not impressed with the words you be speaking. You tried to cook, it didn't crack. So go back to the kitchen and listen to this Iron Chef. With similes and metaphors, I love beef and my green. I'm an omnivore, quote the raven, nevermore. Never will you fuck me over. Never beat the witted boy that shows that we never sober. Never think you know me. Never fixing your facts. These niggas think they up, they think they with it. Never that. We come from different lives, but witted boys be on the same page. I don't bang, but fuck it. No one's fucking with the witted gang. Show respect. Step aside, them Laker jerseys coming through. Recognize that nobody does this shit like we do. These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pitching.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
We do. We do. We do. We do.
What's cracking, y'all? Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Fuck you, Fridays. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in. And as you know, there will be no music tonight. It's just going to be all talk, and I'm going to be here for as long as I can stand here running my mouth. We're going to see if anybody calls in, want to holler at me, anything you want to get off your chest, because that's what Friday is for, you know what I mean, to get that bullshit off your chest. Maybe you had a rough week, maybe you need a release somehow, you know. So, for sure, just holler at me if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. Like I said, I'm going to try to be here for the next 2 hours, but I don't know if I want to run my mouth that long, and I don't know, if nobody wants to hang out with me, then I'm going to go play some 2K. So try to stay on positive there. So either way. But let me shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, as always, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show, and no West Coast Wednesday, some nights with Queen V. All right, so thank you, boss lady. She will be back soon, y'all, so get ready and be on the lookout for that, all right, because again, she's where it all started. She put me up on game with this, and, you know, I just ran with it since I've been here, so it's okay. But she will be back, and make sure y'all tuned in and looking out for that. Also, shout-outs to everybody doing their music thing. Again, and even though we're not doing no music tonight, like I said, keep doing what y'all doing. Stay in the studios, making R&B, hip-hop, rap, whatever the fuck y'all got going on. Keep it pushing, keep it moving. Make sure you send it to me, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That is my email, right? Yeah, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you send them in. I will find a place for them in rotation on Bang Out Radio. Trust me. And if you're a new artist sending me music for the first time, like I said, try to send me your links, Facebook links. Make sure you add me on Facebook at the same email. Also, what else? Send me your promo pics, things like that, so I can add you. You know, I got places I put up people to. I'm trying to help out, so make sure you send me everything I'm going to need to help y'all out, all right? And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day, as always, to come through, holla at us, support these independent artists, give your opinions, tell your true life stories. I mean, just if you're fucking with Bang Out Radio, thank you very much, because, like I said, we're all in this together, and that's never going to change. Like I said, it's not all about me. It's not all about Bang Out Radio. It's not all about, to me, it's all about y'all. To y'all, I hope it's all about Bang Out Radio, because this is the number one place for all independent artists and that real reality, all right? So just make sure you become a part of it. Is that all my shout-outs? Yeah, I think that's all my shout-outs. Man, I don't know. I don't know what I want to really get into today. I mean, I kind of do. I've just been on one kind of all week. You know, I just want to, I just kind of just been going through it, you know. And what I'm just noticing, well, I've been noticing it for a long time, but I keep noticing it more and more and more and more, is that people are wasting their time doing a lot of things they don't need to do, you know, or just dumb shit. Just really dumb shit, and it perplexes me again sometimes, the things that people do, and it's like a lot of times it happens when they have absolutely nothing else to do. You know, this is what I'm talking about is when you just have time on your hands, right? Now it's like, what do you do with that time? You know, if you don't got a hobby or anything like that. You know, some people don't have hobbies. Some people is it. Let me just basically let y'all know what happened today. Like, I always got stories, but I always put myself through stuff, like, just so I can have stories to tell y'all. And I knew I needed at least one story tonight, so I'm going to tell at least one story, and we'll see if anybody calls in. Like, again, if you want to call in and hang out, 661-621-7559. If you want to get in, you either just hang in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? So I only worked basically kind of a half day today because I got to go into work tomorrow. So usually when I work on the weekend, I can split both shifts or I can work both full shifts, you know, however really I want to do it. So went into work. I was able to borrow somebody's car, so I was able to roll out. Homegirl hit me up at work talking about she was close by the area of my job, low-key, wanted to hang out, smoke real quick or whatever, and then... Now, you know, here's one thing. It's always funny when you know who don't got no job or who's not working by the times that people kind of want to hang out. Most people that want to hang out at like 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday don't got no job. So, and it amazes me the amount of people that actually are not working. And I don't mean this in, like, a disrespectful way. I know some of y'all out there trying to get y'all grinding on trying to find jobs. Like I said, keep looking. They are out there and everything. But I'm talking about people that's just cool with not having no job. Like, I don't give a fuck, you know, just day-to-day type motherfuckers. Them the people I'm talking about. So this is one of the people I have to deal with today, one of the homegirls or whatever. So she be all like, yo, come through, smoke. Of course, she want me to come through and smoke with her because she ain't got no weed. I ain't got shit else to do, so I'm like, fuck it, might as well. I have some, you know, and I feel like a true addict sometimes when I sit and smoke by myself. So it's like, fuck, go over here and smoke this weed with her. Now, it's just funny because this is what I don't understand women sometimes, or how women try to get more than what they ask for or what. Because, like I said, I'm at work. She's like, come through, smoke, move, or whatever. Now, I'm getting ready to head over that way. And then she texts me back like, oh, when you come over, can you bring me something to eat? I'm hungry. I'm like, nah. Like, no, not happening. I'm sorry. Don't. And I just basically, I just told her, like, nah, I don't got no change. You said you want to smoke. I spent my money on the weed. But it's like, no, I had a little bit, a couple bucks in my pocket. But it's like, this ain't no one-stop shop, like, you, and we're not like that. So, no, I'm not doing that. Not bringing no food and everything. And I'm not eating myself. No, I'm good. So, you know, got to put gas in the car and shit. You ain't putting nothing on the weed. So, like, no, I'm not. No, it's not happening. So, go over there, right? Now, oh, the shit that I be going through. Pull up. Now, she's standing outside with some other. Now, well, I guess this is her cousin or some or friend. I don't recall. I don't pay attention to certain things when I see her now. But this is the fat girl. Like, everybody in the crew or people got the, nah, this girl was big. Like big, like you ever see fat people? When fat people just stand up, they gotta stand really wide with their feet wide to try to keep their center of balance so they don't tip a certain way or something. That's kind of like not obese, but fat. You know, she was fat, so just about a big fat, you know, fat face, just fat. Like, so now as I was talking about earlier, just people doing dumb shit or random shit just because they ain't got shit else to do, things like this, right? When I get there and I pull up, these girls are sitting, and it's bitches that do shit like this. I don't know why bitches just do dumb shit, but these bitches is sitting here. How do I even explain? I guess I just got to explain. They're trying to scare people over text messages and everything, and calling people's phone, playing on people's phones, trying to scare people, act like they're stalkers and everything like that. But this is how they're doing it. And this is just now, they basically exchange phones. Oh, wait, no, they didn't exchange phones. They exchanged numbers. So one girl would give the other girl numbers out of her phone of people that she knew, but they didn't have the other girl's phone number so they could fuck with them from her phone, and vice versa. So that's what they were doing. And they up here, and I'm sitting here looking at this like, and I walk into this, right, but this is so... they all laughing and everything every time a little text comes through or something like that. And I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, okay, now, what's so funny? What are y'all doing? And they explained to me what they were doing and how they... And I'm like, this is entertaining to y'all. This is entertainment. And I'm just looking at it in there, and they're sitting there playing, no, say this. And then motherfuckers, the people they texted is calling them, and then when they pick up the phone, they just breathe like, but before they even pick up the phone, like, no, should I say something? No, just breathe. So then they go on the phone like, and I'm sitting there just witnessing this. I'm like, this is what goes down in the streets now? This is what's hot? This is what it is? Like, and they're getting so off on this shit. And for the life of me, I couldn't understand it. And they want to, he asked me, you're supposed to be interacting with us. I don't want no parts of this shit. This is why I don't go out and meet and like hang out with people, because people do dumb shit when they just don't got nothing else to do. Which is why I usually be the person to be like, man, what are we gonna do? Because I'm not just gonna sit around and just look at your ass. I can sit and look at, you know, I'd rather do nothing, absolutely nothing. You know, I would rather sit in the room and look at the wall than to do something dumb. Like, that just makes no sense whatsoever. So, and I'm dead serious, y'all. Like I said, they talking about the texts they getting back. Like, ooh, he said this, he said this one dude that kept going back and forth with, I was like, why are you even entertaining this? Let somebody call my phone on that type of shit. Or text it or whatever. You know, I ignore bullshit like that. But he, who's this? But they all like, I'm right outside your window right now. I can see you, but what they're doing is they each give each other, like, the information that they know on the person that they're calling. So somewhat they kind of know things about them, you know, but, like, real kind of general shit. And I'm like, I'm sitting there looking at them doing this and everything. And I'm like, this is what y'all do with information. This is what y'all do Friday afternoons, you know, no job, nothing. This is it. This is what's hot in the streets right now. And these ain't even no kids. These girls are in their, like, mid-20s, I guess. And they want to keep talking about, telling me, like, dude, we don't do this every day. We're just doing this right now. Yeah, right. And the fat girl was really pissing me off. Because she gonna be like, she was out there looking real grimy, like some shorts, like a oversized white beater, but no bra, nothing on, hat, like dark, just don't give a fuck, right? But gonna sit up here and try to tell me, like, oh, you gotta excuse me how I look now, because I mean, I'm not dressed up or anything, you know. If I was all cute, you know, people always say I transform, like, you look like this now. But then when you get dressed and everything like that, you look like a whole different person. I'm like, no amount of clothes in my, I wanted to say this, but I'm like, no amount of clothes and no amount of makeup is going to, you know, no, I don't care how your hair is done. She's like, don't look at my hair because I do hair, so I know it looks messed up right now. I'm like, I ain't trying to look at your fucking hair. I ain't even really trying to look at you, you know. But no amount of clothes, no amount of makeup, no matter how your hair is done, is going to take away this fatness that you have. Nothing. So whatever you transform into, you're just going to still know. You're going to look busted. So don't even worry about that. It's okay. I don't even care. You have no reason to try to even explain anything about your looks towards me, because there's nothing about your looks that I care about. So that's not going down. But it was just perplexing to me that this is what people can do. Hold on, what the hell? That this is what people can do with their time. And they called this one dude who was one of the girl's baby daddies and shit. Now this dude called back. They put this nigga on speakerphone. So now I hear what's going on over there. But what they're doing is, you know, they're still doing the whole breathing thing. Like, no, just breathe. Like, so they're sitting there. And all you hear on the other side of the phone is like, man, see, bitch. And then he start going on, man, I hate it when bitches be like this, man. Bitches be on some dumb shit. Like, yeah, I understand that. But at the same time, he was pissed off to the fact where it's like it's happened to him many times before. So it's not like it's just these girls that are doing this type of shit. Then you hear some dude in his background talking about, oh, you got bitches playing on your phone too? So really, nigga, somebody be doing this shit to you too? Like, this is what be going on in the streets? Like, motherfuckers prank calling and doing all this shit to each other and everything? Like, this is what I mean. Why don't you have any, you have nothing else to do? Nothing. I mean, go read a book or something. This is entertaining. People, and this is the shit that pisses me off, because this is, people want to get on me about, you grown man, why you watch cartoons and shit? Man, what the, because that shit is funny as hell, and it amuses me. You know, I ain't bothering nobody watching my cartoons. I'm not fucking up nobody's life. I'm not running up nobody's phone bill. I'm not making people look and sound ignorant and everything. So, I mean, what you worried about my cartoons for? Look at what people are actually out here doing. And it's like, and it's ladies. Majority of the time, and I only say that because, like I said, if dudes do shit, I don't see what they be doing a lot of times. And the niggas that at least I talk to or I come across, we don't be on no dumb shit like that. We don't do that. We may act dumb. We may do dumb shit when we go out or whatever. Like I said, we play dumb. We not really dumb. We play dumb. There's a difference. Other motherfuckers out here is just stupid. Just doing whatever. And I just can't, again, I can't, it perplexes me in all manners, shapes, and forms that this is the shit people do. And, like, when people, like Facebook, for instance, just because I happen to be looking at it right now, all these people up here putting up fake profiles to spy on people, all, you know, or you got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages because 4 of those 5 are blocked, but they haven't caught these 2 pages yet, or you signed on to your friend's page because they ain't blocked on this person's page, or you have your friend request somebody so you can stay looking at their shit and everything like that. And that's not just Facebook. That's social networks, period. I've heard all kinds of shit. Instagram, motherfuckers on Instagram doing shit. What the? Banging on pictures and comments and shit on there. I'm like, I don't understand. And then internet beef is always funny, because the really funny thing about it is that, okay, you talking shit on Facebook, you talking shit on Twitter, you talking all this shit, woo-woo, okay, fine. Number one, most of that shit they be talking is motherfuckers that be across the states on each other where ain't nobody never going to see nobody, ain't never going to go down like that. That's number one. Number two, if motherfuckers are in the same street or are in the same city or anything like that, motherfuckers really getting their ass whooped over these things. I've seen it. Bitch, you know, I saw a bitch get stomped out on her own front porch over some Twitter shit. I seen the video. I really wish I could just load it up. One of those things I could load up and just show y'all. I mean, literally, the bitch was like, I thought you had me. And then, see, and then this is how people is dumb. Ain't nobody, I'm not going to step out onto my front porch. But see, the bitch was dumb. Because let me try to set the tone on the video. Let me see if I can bring it into perspective real quick. Now, bitch is walking up on the house like, yeah, fuck that bitch, this, that, woo. Now, the bitch door, it was one of those two doors. Like, it had a screen on the front and then the wood door behind it, right? So the bitch already got the screen door open, and, you know, she's standing in the screen door. And then the other bitch whose house it was, she opened the door, but she kind of like standing in the doorway. The door's not all the way open. She's got it, like, cracked, but, you know, no channel. She's just standing there, but her body's enough where her body's in the doorway, but it's just not all the way open. Now, they going back and forth, you know, usual bitch shit. What was up with all this shit you was talking? Woo-woo. This, that, da-da-da, well, fuck you. The bitch in the door wasn't really saying that because there was, like, four bitches on her porch. So she was kind of quiet. But da-da-da, this, that, quiet and everything. But, you know, the instant, see, this is when people just don't pay attention. Because, number one, look, bitch, you see four people outside, I don't care how hard you are, four, five people, I'm not opening my door in the first place. That's number one. Because you step inside my house, that means I really get to fuck you up, kill you, and get away with it because I was fearing for my life. So, you know, I'm going to play it smart, but that's me. Number one, like I said, I'm not even going to stand in the doorway. But when all this cussing and shit was going on and everything, this is where the bitch didn't pay. I saw the point in the video where I knew there was no going back. You know, some people talk woo or whatever, but there's a point in every altercation where you know something's about to transpire. Now, this is the part of the video that I knew something was about to transpire. All that shit talking, they was doing whoop, everything like that. The bitch never came outside the door. She was still in the crack of the door. But the bitch who was on the outside of the door who came to the house, she put her foot in the door. Like, the other bitch, damn. But the other bitch didn't notice it. You know, she kind of stepped forward a little bit and moved her right foot over, like, in the doorstop, so like even if she tried to slam the door or something, she wouldn't be able to close it right away or fast or anything. But the bitch didn't notice it. I saw it. I was looking. I'm like, oh shit. Like, oh, the foot's in the door. You know, when the foot's in the door, that means she about to do something. That's you. Why are you gonna put the foot in the door? Because you know you're about to do something, and when you're about to do something, you don't want her to slam the door in your face or get your arm caught or anything in the door or anything. Like, bitch, I know what you're thinking. But you know what I mean? Bitches wasn't thinking that shit. Man, that bitch must have grabbed that bitch like, woo. But yanked her out the house. Like, grabbed her like, pulled her back out the house, slammed her on the wall like, boom, like, Gave her like three, like, Mac, you know, the other bitch was trying to, you know, she was trying to flail her arms, you know, the bitch that couldn't fight her or whatever. But the other one, man, she kind of mixed her. She did mix her. Gave her two quick ones, like, bam, bam, three, bam. Slammed that bitch on the ground like, boom, the bitch was down. Then she did the mariachi dance on it. She started jumping on her face like, bow, bow. I'm like, oh, bow. Like, how do you get fucked up like that on your own front, drug out? Then, nigga stomped her. Bam, bam, bam. Boom, boom. Stomped the bitch out. Grabbed the bitch by the towel. I don't know if it was a jacket or hair or something. She gripped the bitch, though. Like, And drug her. Because I guess it was one of those down south houses or something like that. Because it was sitting up on... It had a wood staircase on the front where you had to go up the stairs to get to the wood gate to the wood door. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The swinging fence or whatever. But it had like a whole little porch area. So she had to walk up on the porch. So she grabbed the bitch, drug her down the porch straight like you see in the movies, like, and then kicked her again in the face and then walked the fuck off. Like, how you get beat that bad on your own damn porch? Because you didn't think. That's why you got your ass whooped. But this is the shit I'll be talking about, y'all. It's just dumb, repetitive bullshit. And it's like, why? Why? Can't nobody tell? I mean, what is it, your pride? I feel disrespected. I mean, think about it. If you really people are disrespected. Everybody gets disrespected every day, whether you know it or not. All right, that's his bottom line. Somebody's talking about your ass in a negative, disrespectful way. So if you want to flex, and if you want to flex, do this, that, or whatever. I mean, if you willing to lay your life on the line, or if you willing to do all that over somebody just talking, people can say whatever they want to. Freedom of speech. Exactly the reason why I love what I'm doing here. And this is why I also like the fact that it's internet radio. Because say I was doing a radio station on regular radio and everything, Power 106, KDA, I mean, those are just the local stations out here. But, I mean, I would have to be all censored. You know, I couldn't cuss. Couldn't probably talk about smoking and drinking. I have to play the songs that people would want me to play because, you know, that's what's supposedly hot right now or this or that or whatever. You know, I would have to do a lot of shit that wouldn't be me. Because I'll be getting paid for it, so, I mean, I would have to do what they say. But at the same time, you know what I mean, I enjoy doing this because I get to be me. I get to do what I feel. I get to do what I like, and you either like it or you don't. I mean, that's just bottom line. You either tune in or you don't. Now, I want y'all to tune in. So I'm not trying to say it like that or anything. I want as many listeners as possible. I want everybody to listen. Not everybody's going to listen. But it would be nice. But not everybody's going to like what I have to say. Not everybody's going to agree with me. I don't expect people to agree with me because, like I said, the shit that I be thinking about is just always awesome. Like, not everybody wants to hear reality. Or I'm not going to say, like I said, the shit that I talk or the things that I say are the absolute all truth and everything like that. But it's the truth as far as I see it. It's the truth as far as my experiences have taught me. It's the truth as far as the stories I've heard from people that I believe are credible. So, I mean, but at the same time, I mean, you believe what you want to believe. That's the truth as well. I can tell you the sky's blue. I can tell everybody the sky's blue. If you don't believe the sky's blue, then that's your business, even though it is. You get what I'm saying? It's like it is the truth. If you don't want to believe it, then that's your opinion. Go ahead. Think the sky's orange. I don't care. I mean, I really just don't at this point. I mean, I care about those that care about me, and if that ain't you, then get the fuck on. Point blank, period. It's just that simple. I can't say it's that simple because it's hard, as I've always said, to do the right thing because once you start doing the right thing and once you start walking the right path and once you start trying to be a better person, then some of those people who are not trying to go there or not trying to be like that there's going to be some type of clash. There's always going to be some type of problem. There's going to be some type of issue. Some type of hate. I mean, a lot of people don't want to give congratulations where congratulations are due. A lot of people feel it's easier to say fuck you than congratulations. So when you're living in a world like that, like I said, it always goes both ways. When you're living in that type of world where no matter how good you do, no matter how much of a better person you're trying to be, there's still so many people that rather say fuck you than congratulations. It's like, why even try? It was funny. Like I said, everybody was wondering what happened. Like, I saw some shit the other day. There was a thing about Dave Chappelle. And he was talking about, you know, how he turned down the radio show. He turned down the show, you know, went away to Africa for a little while. Everybody was calling him crazy, drug addict, this, that, whoop, and everything. But he was on something, and I was watching it, where he was basically just saying why he did it. And It was interesting because he was basically saying the higher up he got, he realized the more alone that he was. You know, where was his true friends, real friends at? Where, you know, he had all the money, but as a person, you know, when you get to, he was saying, when you get to a certain type of status, then you're no longer yourself. You're what everybody perceives you to be. And I was like, ain't that some shit, though, when you really think about it? That's some real shit. Because, like I said, the people, especially, like, independent music, when I think about myself now, when I think about the things I've seen in only, like, 30 years, when the money does come in, people tend to lose it. You know, if I was born into a rich situation like some of these people are, or a more profitable one, or, you know, something like that, would I be the same person I am now? If it wasn't for the shit that I had to go through in my household with my family, if it wasn't for the fact that I'm used to being disappointed all the time, if it wasn't for the fact that I never really had any money, even though I've been working since I was 14, 15, because of, you know, dumb shit and just blowing it on dumb shit, and, you know, there's a lot of questions out there, but there's always going to be more questions than answers. So then you go to the point where it's like, well, all right, well, fuck it then. We'll just take it one day at a time. We'll just do it that way. Maybe that'll help. We'll just not worry about things. Just everything will be okay. One day in, one day out. But there's a bad thing about living day to day, because then if you're living day to day and you're not thinking about your future, then it's like you don't expect to have one. Because, I mean, if you're alive, the future is going to come whether you want it to or not. So if you don't know what to do with that future when it comes, then you're going to always be doing nothing. I mean, as far as I go, I'm taking it day to day right now let me say it this way. I do take it day to day, but I have a day to day step plan. You know, I have a plan in motion. I have goals that I'm trying to reach. I know what I have to do to get there. So I'm just taking it day to day until I get to where I'm going to be at. You know, there's a difference, but then motherfuckers is just doing just every day, just whatever. And that's what I really want people to stop doing. Because, I mean, if you do something, I even believe the world will be a better place. Because the reason a lot of shit gets fucked off is because people are out there doing nothing, so they're looking for dumb shit to do. I ain't got nothing to do. Let's go rob somebody. I ain't got nothing to do. Let's just go fuck with some people. I don't got nothing to do. I'm going to get on Facebook and see what my ex is doing. I don't got nothing to do. I'm going to go start some shit. You know, because you ain't got nothing to do. Do something with yourself. Something positive. And like I said, I'm even trying to be a better person. Like, go to the gym, go run, go jog, be healthy. Just go do something. That's really one of the major problems also with society, in my opinion, is too many people not doing shit, mad at the people that's doing shit, and the people that's doing shit that's helping out the people that ain't doing shit. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody. Let me try to run that back again. Maybe it didn't make sense to me. Let me make sure it made sense. The people that ain't doing shit are mad at the people that are doing shit. And those of us that are doing shit, trying to help out y'all that don't be doing shit, family, friends, whoop, whatever, that gets frustrating on us too. Especially when you know, act like you don't give a fuck or it doesn't come back. But, I mean, us being people that we are, because you family, because you friends, we're going to look out and do that. But this is where issues come into. This is where problems come in. You know, how many people you see when, you know, y'all motherfuckers that don't got no jobs and shit but still be up early watching, you know, the court shows and shit? How many motherfuckers on court be family members suing each other? You know, my cousin said they was going to give me this and all this went down and my auntie this, my sister this, you know. I keep saying that all the time, too. There's just no loyalty across the board. Everybody's trying to be cutthroat. Everybody's only looking out for number one, uno. Which I can't blame some of y'all either, because, as again, if it's going to be like that, but think of it like this. Like if the world, if there was some kind of crisis right now, and the world have to come together to band together to overcome something or whatever. That shit ain't about to go down. That shit is not about to go down. Them battle lines is going to be drawn so fast. So fast. Or it's going to be on some other shit, or like the government or whatever is going to call, what is it? I forget what they call it, but what it's like when the military takes over everything, you got to do exactly what the military say. Like, you know, they got motherfuckers on every street talking about go in the house, don't come outside, or you will be, you know, that type of shit. That type of shit may go down. But ain't going to be no unity. It's just... It's not happening. If you think it is, I don't know. I mean, tell me something. Like I said, make me a believer. But it's funny watching these movies. You see these end of the world movies, or we all got to band together to fight the aliens, or this, that, or whatever. It's not going down like that. It's going to be my gang versus yours. And depending on what kind of, you know, how thick your gang is, whether it's your gang of homies, whether it's your family done banded together, whether your family done joined up with this family, or y'all done, you know what I mean? It's going to be on that, nigga. This is my crew over here. That's your crew over there. Whichever crew is stronger. Because eventually, even if you bunk down or whatever, there's going to be some crew that ain't got no shit. You know, that renegade motherfucker that's going to come and try to take your shit. It's going to be on that, apocalypse type movies, or what was that movie? Denzel, he was the blind man. You know what I mean? Just gangs of thieves and shit. Just motherfuckers out there and whatever. And you can't tell me it's not. I mean, it really is. That's the future. Remember, take it back even further for some of your old school cats out there. Remember Mad Max, Thunderdome, all that shit? That's the type of shit it's going to be on, man. That's exactly what the world's going to be like if it ever does come to that. It's going to be gangs of motherfuckers, and it's just going to be your gang has got to be bigger than mine. Who got the weapons? You know what I mean? Who's got the water? That's the type of shit it's going to be on. So, like I said, you don't got to believe me. I honestly just hope I'm not around when and if it does happen. You know, that end of the world shit where you see all that shit happening and everything like that. I don't want to be around. I don't want to be around if the world blows up. I don't want to be around if a big tidal wave comes over and takes out L.A. or something. I don't want to be around if a meteor is about to hit the side of the planet and shit. I don't want to be involved in all that. But hold on. We got somebody on the phone lines. My bad. I've been out here rambling. Hold up. Let's see what we got out here. Is this going to work? Hold on. Come on. They can do it. Now you can do it. Come on. Hold on, let me get you in 727. Hold on, just give me a minute. If this thing want to act like it want to work. All right, hold on, we'll give you 2 minutes real quick. Let me reload this shit real quick. But yeah, I don't want to be around for this shit. The rapture, I mean, if you want to be religious for a second, I don't want to be around for that either. Like, you know, the God comes down to earth and all the, you know, heavenly people go up and everybody else is just left to just burn and die and all that, and Antichrist and all that. I'm not trying to be involved in all that shit. It's crazy.
Yeah.
727-2656, you got Dagger. What it do?
What it is. What's good, man? I see the word fuck you Fridays. I like that.
Ah, good looking out, man. Well, yeah, it is fucking Fridays, man. Anything you want to get off your chest before the weekend gets here, man? Anybody been fucking with you this week?
Yeah, man, it's too much, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm long overdue, you know what I mean? Are we talking about just for the weekend, or are we talking about for the rest of the year?
No. We get this shit out before the weekend. That's what Fuck You Friday is. Any frustration you done may have through the week or something, because, you know, the weekend is the time to just chill, relax, drink, smoke, whatever you do, you know, fuck all the bullshit on the weekend, but... This is where we got to get it out before the weekend. So, yeah, who's been fucking with you all week, man? What's been going on?
Shit, man, it's every day. You know, traffic, you know what I'm saying, work, same old shit, man. It's cold-ass weather. I don't want to make up his mind and shit, you know what I mean? it wants to come and then it wants to go. It's like, all right, look, you know, I need to figure out what I'm wearing for the rest of the week. You know what I mean? I walk out with gloves and a hoodie on, and it's 80 degrees outside. It's crazy.
And it'd be a trip like that, too, because, yeah, it'd be cold as fuck in the morning, like, first thing. Like you say, yeah, wake up early, and then by 12 o'clock it get hot as hell. Like, damn, after you done worn all that shit
exactly.
In the morning. And then it cools back down by the end of the day. Like, oh, you just fucking with me across the board. But you said traffic. Let me ask you. You one of the people you have to sit in, like, 2 hours traffic, like, to work, and then 2 hours back from work? Like, you really be in traffic, like, every day, like, morning, nighttime, commuting type
day,
thing?
Every day, man.
See,
yeah,
that type
of
shit right there, I don't know how you do it, man. That shit will fucking, luckily I've been blessed enough where a majority of the times I either have to go to work, it's like not during peak traffic hours, or I work close enough where I'm able to like drive the streets sort of, I get my little routes down and everything, but nah, the people that be in that like traffic for like 2 hours, like bumper to bumper type shit, right? Like,
Oh yeah, man. Let's get to the point where I recall a time where you can hit the roads at a certain time and not really have to deal with too much. It's not even like that anymore, man. It could be 3 a.m. You out there with them because I guess they trying to do what you're doing. Like, oh, let's get up extra early so we don't.
I just
they all out there
ready
too. So.
I would be damn near ready to shoot myself sometimes because I'd be in traffic like for like going just up maybe a couple of blocks or whatever. So I hop on that freeway and catch like some back traffic or whatever, and I'd just be mad, or I'd have to go from like, let's say, LA to like the Compton area or something, or maybe Watts or something like that, and I'd be mad catching that type of shit, or the little intersections where, not the intersections, the crossovers where you transfer freeways and they got those lights that be like, you know, only one car per green or some shit like that or whatever, so that motherfucker just get backed up and everything. Like, oh man, this shit is,
man, it gets
ridiculous.
Crazy, man. Man, you know, this sounds like a place where you can, you know, it's uncensored, right? You can just
man, it's fuck
it's
you
all,
Fridays, man. What you got for off, my nigga? Let it go.
Like, I like
you, it. Let
hey,
it go.
Because I'm saying, man, these females, man, I gotta talk about these women.
I was just like, talking about bitches all Wednesday. Go ahead. What's up? Man?
You know what I'm saying? Like these females, man. Thanks to the internet, man. Thanks to this tool, this social network, like now that the complication has like it's been expanded. Like I believe, you know, I'm 28. You feel me? So I'm not trying to make myself sound like I'm 50 and shit. But
no,
I can't remember the 90s. I can remember it very vividly as if it was yesterday. And in the 90s, the internet was just kind of taking off. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really out there yet. So. The only way people, like a lot of men, could really figure out what's crazy with these females is if you was out there with them all the time, and that was only a handful of men because at that time, you had to be on your player shit or you had to be like, you had to be suited and booted, you know, like to be doing this shit. But now you could be an average ass, regular ass Joe, where you know you don't gotta have nothing. You could just hop on your phone or your computer. Jump on these little internet sites and look at these bras putting up scarecrows on their statuses. And when I say scarecrow, I say men scarecrows. But you look at what they looking for. I'm looking for a man to shoot me ride. I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. So, but then you look at their statuses. I don't want no motherfucking liars. Oh, you better have this and you better have that. I'm like, yo, this reverse psychology shit. Like I don't even know what to call it. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Now, here's
like
you were saying, like you said, when the internet started up, it was basically, I mean, when the internet very first started, I mean, I go back to the internet, when I didn't have the internet, I used to wait for that, I don't know what it came in, but there was that AOL disc that used to come that give you, like, free month or something like that, so I'll be free for a month, but, you know, and then have to wait for the next one to come and try to get on the internet again. You know what I mean? Was doing shit like that, right? But basically, what the internet has done for me, especially when it comes to bitches and when it comes to niggas and everything like that, in my opinion, it's made niggas a lot. It makes niggas a lot not easier. What's the word I'm looking for? A lazier. The motherfuckers is lazy.
Yeah.
Niggas is a lot lazier, and bitches is being a lot more ratchet about shit. You know what I mean? This is why I say that because niggas are being like you said. When we used to, back in the day, 18, 19, 21 in there, you know, real party, maybe, you know, coming out of high school, college days, whoop, whatever. Nigga, to get at bitches, nigga, like you said, nigga, we was out there, nigga, hold on, nigga, I got my clothes on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no, but, and even when we were dressing back then, it wasn't no, you know, fuck all them skinny jeans. Niggas wasn't doing all that burnt shit. You know what I mean? Niggas was just nice. You know what I mean? Niggas was cool. We was straight. We was, and then you just holler at the bitches. It was about, a bitch actually wanted to talk to you. You step to her like, yo, woo, 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 this, that. You know what I mean? And actually talk to a female. Motherfuckers don't need to talk to bitches nowadays when they do see them in person nowadays. But back in the day, you used to jib with a bitch. You could sit there, and we talking like you see her on the street and walk up to her, and y'all jibbing for like 15, 20 minutes done went by. Like, and y'all just chopping it up. Like, okay, let me get at you later. Then it went there. But like you said, now all a nigga got to do is take maybe one good picture, touch it up on his computer and everything. Like, hold on, touch this up. You know what I mean? Let me take a picture of this money that probably ain't even mine. Let me take a picture of this car that's probably not even mine. Let me put this profile together and everything. You know what I mean? Niggas is creative when it comes to putting shit up there, but they lazy in how they get at people. So all they're doing is trying to present some kind of image, you know, and then on top of that image, they want to say their little comments behind it to make you think that they are that image. I've seen
you
it, man. I've seen it.
You know what, my G, like, on some real shit, like, I gotta touch base with you on that and agree with you, because one thing I have to say, I forgot, man, I was ranting to some female about this shit, man. Now, I don't really condone, like, you know what I'm saying, like, females will say some shit, you know, like, let's say you're in a room and a female says some shit like, all men do this or that, right, whatever.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
usually you'll always catch men taking their sides quicker than you would see a woman taking a man's side on the shit we say about them, you feel me? Like, you barely see that. So, with that being said, it kind of touches base with what you're saying, because I feel like a lot of dudes in general. Let's put it this way, man. I don't know how to break this shit down. I'm going to do my best when I say this. I'm going to try to break this shit down.
Say it how you feel it. You know what I mean? This reality radio. Say it how you feel it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to break this shit down. Now, I don't know. Shit, motherfuckers going to need interpreters when I say this shit. But I feel like the world is at war. And
all
it's
right.
an invisible war. It's invisible warfare. All right. Basically, it's pussy versus dick.
Yeah, I'm with that. And pussy is winning.
See, you know what I'm saying? Like,
not to cut
they
you
got
off,
snipers
though, but,
out there.
But here's the thing. Let me tell you this. Not to cut you off, but one thing I will always say, and I will always say, when pussy is always going to win. That's just number one. And I'm just saying, because I'm always going to say it, women have the power. Where my issue is like what you're saying, what women do with that power. That's my thing. Because even the bitches that we used to deal with back in the day, you know what I mean? You could actually really gauge a girl when you talk to her. You could actually gauge her and see where she's at through her conversations, through her mannerisms and shit. You know nowadays how sneaky these bitches is? How much can really be going on behind the scenes behind these bitches? Because they really think that this is what's hot right now. That's what I mean. Everybody's trying to get over. Everybody's trying to, and especially these ladies. Especially these ladies. Why? Because they're realizing that it's easier to be a hoe, a ratchet-ass type bitch, you know, show off your body, do this, do that, and get these niggas to just give you whatever, you know what I mean?
But
instead
see,
of being an actual, instead of being an actual woman and earning that shit, you know what I mean?
That's the thing, though, G. That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say, though, is men, let's put it this way. Now, this is what women think. Now, I'm going to give you my perspective. You can tell me if you agree with me or not.
All right, let's go.
Now, I want a woman, women do not like when a man, like let's say a man sleeps with a girl, right? He met her, he slept with her. He goes and high fives with his homeboys. They, you know, hey, beer on me, you know, beer on me, homie. You hit that, oh, shit. They treat it like it's a touchdown.
All right.
They treat it like they score points. Now, women hate that shit. They're like, oh, is that all we already are? You know, just a piece of meat for y'all to celebrate about. Now, see, that's not what they're doing. They're not celebrating. What it is pussy has got such an effect on sir. I'm not going to say all men, because I see past that shit, but pussy's got an effect on a lot of men to the point where they treat it like it's, all right, pussy's good. We can all agree on that.
Pussy's good.
Pussy's
lovely, yes.
But see, the thing about it is men need to stop treating pussy like like they don't need us too. Like we ain't, like we don't give them that good shit too. You feel me? Like it's equal. It's an equal scale.
Right.
So when a woman says,
right,
"Oh, what I got in
the," that's where we're agreeing. Because what I believe is basically like niggas is being like bitches, and the bitches is being more like niggas. You know what I mean? They're trying to flip it.
So basically, what I'm saying is this: like men. Be like you said, posting money up, putting their little fraudulent ass fucking profiles together, right?
Yeah.
They make all these lies to get these women. This is what I say. You don't have to do all of that. He's like, oh no, this is what women looking for. I don't give a fuck what you think women looking for.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't got to do all that. You treating women like that pussy. So you look like, all right, look, put it this way. Me and you was in on the block, right? We see
right.
a crackhead. You think we're gonna respect him? No,
no,
I ain't gonna respect him. We're gonna look at him like, hey, man, you know, hey, get around me with that shit. Unless you here to fix my tire, I ain't got shit to do with you. No, I'm not giving you no change. And motherfucker, my shit better be there. Yeah, exactly, right? Now, that's how we treat crackheads. And people got a good reason. Because nobody likes to see somebody weak for something. You know what I'm saying? Crackheads who throw their whole life away for crack. That's the same thing for these dudes throwing their. You selling your soul. You lying.
You putting up these pictures.
You know
yeah.
that ain't you. You know that ain't your shit. You doing all of that for what again? Pussy? Really? It's that good? Hey,
see,
check this out.
It's weird because it can go both ways. Because the weird thing is, it's like also, yeah, that's just a weak person to me. I agree with you. I mean, you gotta realize, like I said, especially nowadays, the niggas are giving into that weakness. They're giving into it. You know, and bitches.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Since niggas is giving into it, then the bitches is not. It's like just like any other situation. And I give bitches credit on this too. If a nigga is gonna give you $500, is gonna pay this, is gonna pay that for whatever, just for you having to fuck them or whatever. You know what I mean? The way a bitch think, I mean, I gotta give them that. You know, because I mean, that's just how they are.
Yeah,
if a woman would rather capitalize on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They're going.
Yeah.
It's hard to just turn down free money, and you know
right.
it's really hard wherever
right.
it comes from. However, but that's what I mean. It's about, like you were saying, respecting themselves. It's like, bitch, you don't have to do that. Go, bitch, go get a job. Go do something with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's another thing too. Since niggas is being like that and trying to throw and put that pussy on that high pedestal and try to throw everything at it or whatever, bitches, everybody's getting lazy. Bitches feel like they don't gotta do shit.
Remember back in the day,
like I said, with a woman, and it's rare to find them now, especially younger girls now that, you know, we're a little bit older, because like I said, you say you like 28, see, like me, I'm 30, so we kind of in the same little age bracket right there, right?
But,
like I said, the first, like, two girlfriends I actually had, or my very first girl, this was, like, in college, like, 21, 22, you know, the women were just different. You know, women back in the day made you... you know, want to be with them, like literally put her up there like that. You know, bitches knew how to act back then. Or, and I feel we feel like, sound like old ass, sound like old man. They acted better than the bitches that
know?
Are coming up now. They act better than the bitches that are coming up now overall.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
the generation
gap
is different because back then it was all about, it was. Back then, we was also, yo, we either going to be on our player shit, we fucking everybody doing this, that, and everybody knows, or everybody was all really cuffed up, you know, no, this is my girl, this is the, everybody, it was either one or the other, there wasn't no mid-ground, you know,
see,
we had a few people that was trying to do a lot of things or whatever, but it wasn't really like that. Now, everybody's doing something with somebody and this, that, somebody's doing something over here, everybody's posting up videos about it, you know, there's no, everybody can see what's going on.
That's basically kind of in contrast to what I was saying about the fact that women is winning this war, man, and that's why they seem to be assuming this, like, ratchet-ass persona about them as a whole, you know, like, as a whole species, and I'm not saying every woman, but I'm saying in common value. Your women, all right, let's put it this way, man. Let's just keep the shit trill 100. It's time to break this shit down. Women never want to hear this shit, believe this. But if you go into a room and a woman says, all men do is think about sex, some men who like, they'll agree. They'll be like, yeah, you're right. You know, some men will try to, you know, they'll front. They, like I said, you'll always catch a man that'll agree with what a woman say when it's bashing men, but you'll never catch a woman agreeing with a man when it's bashing a woman. You'll never hear that.
But, oh, well, no, I got, like, yeah, not all the way around. But yeah, they're so cool.
Hear,
but like you said, But niggas,
you'll hear a woman, like, she'll say, all men think about sex. Now, here's the twist. Women think about sex just as much as we do.
Yeah, but they're not going to admit it.
Here's the twist. Yeah, they ain't going to admit it. Here's the twist, though. The twist is, I believe they just think about it. I believe they add more imagination to it. It's much deeper with it. Like, let's put it this way. When a woman gets on her little internet thing, right, and she's looking for a man, and she's got a couple pictures, you know what I'm saying, where she knows what the fuck she's doing. She got her titties damn near hanging out. She got her ass up on the sink, right?
But here's what
men don't get. They hit her up, and then, you know, they hit her with some shit like, damn, girl, big titties or some shit like that. She don't want to hear that, right? And he's thinking, what the fuck? You know, you put them out there, what the fuck, you know? she kind of lied to you. Like halfway, what she needed to do was explain herself. Basically, when she said, "Oh, why you got to get at me like that? I'm not thinking about that shit. Why you thinking about that shit?" And he's like, "Oh, because you're showing your titties."
Because your titties
is like,
out on the fucking display.
Right.
But
now this is what she should have said. She should have said, "Damn, I got my titties out because I want some dude to come, you know, talk about, you know, some, you know, basically talk about my titties, but." Don't hit me with some regular ass shit like anybody can think of. Like, she wants you to be poetic about it. She wants you to hit her with some. So basically, if you get at her in a skillful manner, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically talk about fucking her or talk about her titties without talking about it, she'll fuck with you. That's what they're looking for. But at the end of the day, they thinking about it just like us. But when they admit it, no.
Well, no, like you just said, and I agree with that. When it's funny because, well, to talk about like how they put themselves out there, a bitch's picture and how she puts herself out there will tell you the kind of attention she's trying to get. Now, see me, I see a lot of pictures and everything, at least posted up, and they're the ones that are like, you know, they're the model pictures. Like, okay, she's a model, she's supposed to be like that. We're talking about like.
Right.
Right, just y'all regular ladies. I'm not being regular in a disrespectful way or whatever, but I mean, you know what I mean? You ain't got no job, you got three kids at the house, and you posting up a picture of you in your robe with the slit open in the bathroom and the mirror and everything like that. You know, we're talking about y'all bitches, like, trying to be on that model
status. Yeah, we're talking about the booty cheeks on the sink.
For another year. But, now keep in mind, like you just said, I like booty cheeks on the, I like girls' booty cheeks on the sink, but exactly like you said. When you put that picture out there, then my first thought is going to be like, oh, look at your ass on that sink. Like, that's what I'm going to be thinking about. Like, but see, I'm just a straight-up asshole, like I said. And I don't be searching for girls on the internet or anything like that either. And, you know, I'm still old school with it. Like, if I'm a holler.
Oh, I hit them up, bro. Don't get twisted.
Here's what I do, though. It's really funny because I don't be having time to think about something to say to all these bitches. So when I do go fishing, I call it fishing sometimes. Sometimes when I got a minute and I sit there or whatever, I'll write one good-ass note or one good-ass something or whatever, right? It just sounds good, like kind of universal, but it sounds good. Like that poetic shit you just talking about, I write out something real dope, like maybe like 2-3 sentences or something. That's just universal. When you initially hit up somebody like, hey, what's up? I was just scanning through your profile. I enjoyed what I saw. You know, it seems like we got to do, well, you know, just something real general, right?
Right.
But I write it real good. I'll take that word out, put that, make it sound real good, you know. But then you just copy that shit, and then I go fishing. And then what I'm doing is I copy that, and all I'm doing is looking at bitches' pictures. If that bitch look somewhat cute or whatever, it looks like whatever, paste, send, next. Like, that's all I do. Like,
yeah, keep it moving.
But that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at your pictures. I don't know about all fellas, but as far as me, there has to be, and I've gotten into this with somebody on the show before because they didn't agree with me, but let me ask you. There has to be some form of physical attraction. You know what I mean? And I mean just
attraction
blatant.
Comes first, bro. That's point blank.
People was up there trying to tell me, like, no, man, I mean, you don't got to be physically attracted. I mean, they could become cute to you, or it could grow. You
that
know,
had
like
to be
kind of
women,
finale,
dog.
But no,
that
has
was
to be.
Women. You was talking to women.
No,
you
I mean,
to women.
Dude,
I know that.
It was like a group
what
deal conversation. There was
what
a dude trying
you,
to chime
what
in on that,
you,
too. But I was. But it was a woman, but he was siding with the women. And I'm trying to tell all of them, like,
thank
nah,
you.
Motherfucker.
Thank you.
You got.
You feel me?
You. I
you
was trying to tell
that?
Them all, like, you got to have some type of physical attraction.
Bro, he turned on you, bro.
Or it's not going to work. Somebody's going to cheat on somebody.
He turned
somebody's
on you.
Gonna do this. It's not going to work.
He turned on you, G. And like I said, man, that's something I'm, like you said, fuck you fighters. That's something that I'm going in on about. Is these dudes, you know how you operate. Don't fucking lie to yourself, man. Don't go in the mirror and say, you know what, these women right. Maybe we all like,
bitch, you wrong.
You gotta keep this shit real, 100. I don't care how dark it seems. It may sound fucked up to everybody. There's a lot of shit in religion that sounds fucked up. Like, you know, I love you, but if you fuck up, I'll send you to hell. You know, that's fucked up.
Yeah, but it's not.
These are things. Look, these are things you gotta understand. There's gonna always be, just like them Asians, they got the shit right, man. There's a little bit of dark with a little bit of white. A little bit of yin with a little bit of yin, right? Yin and yang. They say, the Asians say, there's nothing that's completely good. There's always a little bad and a little good in everything.
Right.
And that's true. If you drink too much water, you die. And water's good for you. You feel me? So, at the end of the day, let's put it like this. A man, when we look at a woman, if she got a fat ass, we're not hitting you up because, oh, you look like a nice person. Oh,
yeah,
you look like an intelligent person.
Now
I would have
found out if
you're
a nice person. Attached to that ass. Now I would have found out.
Exactly. But what brought you over there? That fat ass is what brought you over there. Now, why is men ashamed of that? Because some actually get ashamed of that because these females, they start getting to preaching, and some of these dudes just turn on you. You're like, you're supposed to be with me, homie. Like, you do realize she's calling us simpletons. Now, I look at this shit like this. Women think of sex just like we do. And they go, how? They ask, one chick actually had the guts to ask me how. I said, all right, check this out. When I come up to you and I say, dang, you know, and I hit you up because you had a fat ass, what do you say to me? Oh, you was thinking what you did. Okay, cool. I'll ride with that. Now I'm going to say something about you. When you put them extensions on your hair, and you put them extension eyelashes on, and you put them high heels on to make your ass look bigger, and you wore that low cut shirt to show your cleavage. Who told you to do that? Was it your brain or your pussy? Thank you. I rest my motherfucking case.
But it was her brain. Why? Because like I said, she's trying to. That's what I said. Bitches be thinking they sick. It was her brain. You know, it was her brain. Though it wasn't her pussy. Because bitches don't think with their pussy like that. They don't think about sex, but they think about
sex.
They think about sex differently than we do. You know what I mean? They think about sex at the same. But we think about sex like, yo, we trying to take that down. We trying to do this if it's bomb. You know what I mean? It's real physical for us. You know what I mean? Because we can do and then it's a physical thing. We just like sex, the act. Women, in my opinion, think of sex as a means to get something else, as a means to. You know what I mean? For us, sex
they
is just
already,
sex. Yeah, you know what I mean? They use sex.
They program
as a
that way, bro.
Some shit. You know what I mean?
They program
that
way, bro.
Huh?
Bro, listen. That's what you just said is a mind state of evolution, bro. Like real shit. They evolved into that type of thinking because of weak ass dudes treating a pussy like it's the best thing.
I'm with you on
like,
that.
Like it's not equal to what we give them.
But you got to also realize, that's what I'm saying, there's not going to be no strong niggas out there like this. You know what I mean? There's weak niggas are outnumbering the strong niggas. More haters are out there than love it. You know, and this is the cold part. It's like, I'm with you. Like, but we can't. This is why I love this radio show. This is why I do this, because I meet real motherfuckers like this and everything. But at the same time, there's not enough of us. You know what I mean? And what's going to happen
there's
is.
Not, bro.
And then the younger kids that's coming up, even the younger niggas out there doing that shit, they looking at some of the older cats saying, okay, well, they only doing this and this, and then the bitches is still going to, you know, everybody, what it also boils down to is, like I was saying earlier, people want to take the easy route. You know what I'm saying? If it's easier to do it this way and to just act this way or to be this way or whatever, then bitches are going to do that as long as niggas are going to be dumb enough to allow it. So it's just
Thank you.
Circle.
Listen. I tell you what. If everybody was like me, and now this just sounds crazy. If every man was like me, the whole concept of paying for pussy would be gone. It'd be flatlined. that would not be a profitable thing anymore. No, man, look. Women selling their pussy, right, and these dudes buying it. Now, there's some big dudes out there who don't take care of themselves, but they got money. You know what I'm saying? And there's some banging-ass girls out there that'll sleep with him. Why? Because he got money. She'll do it for the money. It's called tricking. They even got a definition for this shit, right?
Yes, they do.
That shit right there is a pure definition of, hey, dude, listen, there's a such thing. When you fucking a girl, you can make her come just like she makes you come. So why are you paying for it? Why is she not paying for it?
Oh, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I like how you do it.
50-50.
Women want shit 50-50, right?
Well, then we need to get on our grind and make everything 50-50. You want to do shit a man do, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that? Okay. Because I look at this shit like this. Women are manufactured a certain way. They're not as strong as us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another thing. Like, when men go around hitting women, beating on women, you soft. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no way she's going to ever literally beat you up or anything.
Right. Ain't no way. Like, let's put it this way. Now, I'm not blaming, because I was raised by my mama, you feel me? I didn't have my father around to teach me to be a man, you feel me? Like, now, there's a lot of dudes out there who are being raised. Like, let's put it this way. America is predominantly raised by their mamas. There's a lot of boys out there being raised by their mamas.
That's another fucked thing about society real quick, too, also, as well. I mean, just, it's the norm. Remember when the normal was, you know, at least mom and dad or something like that? Now the norm is baby mama or baby daddy drama. You know, that's the norm. That's just what's normal.
Yeah, that's normal. So, there's a lot of problems. Like, when you give it's called democracy, pretty much what it is. Democracy is the freedom to do and think as you please. If you want to put paint on your face and wear studded belts and call yourself emotional, hey, you're free to do you. You know what I mean? That's the thing. That's how shit rides around here. But the thing about it is with democracy has its sacrifices, because we're living in a nation where if a woman says, damn, I thought I liked you, but I don't no more, she'll bounce, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
No.
You feel me? It ain't like you're in some type of Muslim or, I don't know, like, you're not in the Taliban where I guess you're not allowed to do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different out here. Now, with that being said, it still goes the same, though. You feel me? Like, women want to, to boil this shit all down, women want to understand men, because in a way they don't. They don't understand us because there's certain things they keep saying about us. And they hate it. They hate it about us. You know what I mean? Like, one thing we can all agree on is we can't live without each other. We need women just as much as they need us. But at the same time, I can't stand men always thinking about sex. Men always think they, you know, hard. Da-da-da-da. That's how we are. We are born to compete. As little boys, I'm looking at my friend going, hey, I'll race you up that hill. I'm faster than you. No, you're not. Oh, yeah. And then we run up the hill. We seeing who's faster. We already testing each other's strengths. You feel me? Women, they, you know, they got to have attention. You know what I'm saying? And shit, that's why they do what they do. That's some shit you can't turn off. You know what I mean? I feel like when you're hungry or you're thirsty, that's built inside of you as a human being. You can't turn it off. If you got to eat, you got to drink.
I mean, but like you're saying, I mean, and we're animals. I mean, if we want to get real primal on shit or whatever, you know what I mean? We're animals.
The animals.
If you look at any other animals, you know, male, females, or whatever, female of the species always either, you know, like, I always want to say like peacocks, because I remember, I don't know what I was watching on Discovery Channel or something, but there was some shit where like female peacocks put out their blooms and shit. You know, they should be all, you know, they put it, you know, they make, or other, you know, some bugs, female bugs, put out a scent. You know, they women always do something to attract males. That's just what they do.
To attract us.
You know what I mean? Whatever your reason
for attracting us
is, you know, it depends on the girl. But then you have those girls that
that's
be like, boy, I'm not out here trying to attract no dude. I'm just trying to look nice, which is cool. But then if you're not trying to attract no dude or get no attention, but you're trying to get attention from somewhere. If you don't want no attention from no dude, you're trying to outdo these other bitches and these other females that are out here. So you in competition, however you look at it. You can't sit here and lie to me.
Dude, I'll tell you what. The only woman I believe is two types of females. And you know why they do what they do? Is because they went to religion to be told by religion to do so. And that is, Catholics, they become nuns. Why do they become nuns? Why do they dress themselves up that way? Because in the book it says, I'm God. I created men, and I created Adam. And I'm sorry, women, but I have to tell you, I created man to be a certain way, and there's nothing you can do about it. The only thing you can do is understand it. So, with that being said, he basically said, with women, and this is in the Quran, too. This is why women wear, in Middle East, they wear those big-ass sheets over their head and shit.
Okay.
Why do they do that? It's because in the Quran it says, I gave you titties to attract a man. I gave you curves to attract a man. I gave you a big booty to attract a man. And I made men, and I created you. So you can't tell, you can't question me. It is what it is. I made you to attract men, and as long as you're showing these curves and your booty and your titties, that man ain't going to be able to help himself at looking at it, thinking about it, because that's the charm I gave you. And I did that so I know you guys would mate and produce for the earth. I made you that way. As animals, I made you that way. So what they do is they look at the book and then they put a sheet over themselves and they cover up everything to where you can't see nothing but their eyes. That way, when a man approaches that woman, the only thing he can do is talk to her and learn her mind. He has no ability at knowing what she's got until he decides he wants to marry this girl. And then he takes the sheet off, and he gets
it's kind of like
a surprise party.
Could you imagine a world like that, man? Could you imagine the USA like that? Oh, my God.
It's crazy. To be honest with you, it'd be a better ran Earth because, like I said, our mind state is evolved into, you know what I'm saying? Our mind state is evolved into we get what we want, we get what we work for. You know what I'm saying? So we all live like kings out in America. That's the concept of America is we all live as kings if you work for it. So with that being said, if I get my money right, I keep myself presentable, and I want to go get me a chick that looks like Beyonce. Well, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna walk the streets of the nicest cities. I'm gonna look for that girl. I'm gonna see her. She looks kind of like Beyonce. I'm gonna go up to her. What's up, girl? Get my game and pray that I can get it.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? And that'd be that. But and a concept where women understand men and they actually accept how we're wired, they would throw a sheet over their head. So I wouldn't know if she's Beyonce or not. All I know is she's got a really wonderful personality, and I fell in love with it. Now I'm ready to
that's
take
the
surprise.
One thing I have to disagree with. That shit is I'm just too much of a realist. That shit would never. And I'm just thinking about myself, man. I'm just thinking about people walking the streets, people in their cars, people on the bus, and you got to think of every single woman with a sheet on and everything like that, would be fucking crazy. Like,
you can't turn it off now. It's too late now for Americans. You can't, because we live in a society where motherfuckers will go look up porn, right? They'll go look up porn,
yep.
And they'll be on porn for like 3 hours, right? And then you'll ask the dude, like, how could you be on porn for 3 hours? Like, it doesn't take that much. And then he's like, oh, no, see, I was on porn for 3 hours because I was looking for the right type of scenario. Like, I don't just get turned on. But I'm saying, you telling me titties and a booty naked doesn't get you? No, it's got to be a certain setting. She's got to be, you know what I'm saying? She's got to have this kind of color.
I'm kind of like that, too. But I'm kind of like that too. I dabble in porn every now and then. But
we're spoiled,
but I'll be on the I look at porn for different reasons. I look at porn for to laugh at people because the ones that I watch is more of the scenario that does that. And I don't watch it to get off. I watch it
we're
to laugh.
Spoiled,
it's just like
bro.
Comedy to me. You know, I watch it in that sense, but. So I watch it to, laugh because I believe, especially the shit that I watch, it's like when you look at these women that do this, like we were talking about being just real, just don't give a fuck type shit, right? Just don't.
Uh-huh.
And I look at these girls and the shit that they put themselves through for whatever amount of money they're making or anything like that. It's like you deserve every bit of what's happening to you right now because you've given all that up. So that's what you're choosing to do. So, yes, you're going to be the dirtiest, grimiest, whatever bitch that you're about to be right now for this. But
that's because they don't enjoy sex, bro.
Huh?
They don't enjoy it.
That's what I like. I like the ones where you can see in their face that they don't enjoy it. It's like, look at you, but yeah, this is you're getting exactly what you deserve. Like, that's what I feel.
Yeah, she's just doing it for the money. Most of them exactly. dudes are actually, believe it or not, some of them dudes, you'd be like, oh, what man wouldn't enjoy being a porn star? You'd be surprised. Some of them guys don't like, they working, man. They're not really having sex. They're working. They're like, can you cut the camera off? I need to take a break. You know, like, they're working, bro. Like, they're not really enjoying the shit. And it's crazy, but that's just, porno is about doing it for other people. It ain't about doing it for yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing about porno, though, is we're so spoiled. This America, any country with democracy, if you go to the Middle East, and you know what I'm saying, or you go to a place where they don't condone that shit, and a woman got naked, everybody,
they're
executing not one man
people, right? People is dying.
Oh yeah. They take that shit serious. There's not one. If a woman gets naked over there, there's not one man in that area that saw that woman. If she's attractive, they all going to be like, ooh, shit, they're going to catch feelings. And then they're going to get offended about it. They're going to be like, how dare you, you know, make me feel this way. You know, you are the devil, you know. But over in this country, people go on the internet and they look up porn, and titties ain't enough. Pussy ain't enough. Ass ain't enough. She's got to be wearing this.
We go to strip clubs. We just see it everywhere. Go to Hollywood. Like, it's just nothing but.
It's everywhere, dude. It's all over the place.
Let me ask you this. Now, I mean, I believe there has to be some kind of mid-ground there. Because, I mean, on my opinion, that over there, I get the ideology behind it, you know, but it just still seems a little bit extreme, you know, just in my opinion. You know, I understand what the purpose of it. But on this side, like you said, but it's like two sides of the same thing. Over here, we just don't care, you know, titties everywhere, you know, woot, this, that, we just don't care. But like you said over there, so when it's like when somebody does see some ass or maybe somebody is attractive over there, then, you know, everybody want to fucking go crazy, then everybody go crazy over there.
They would go nuts, bro.
Here, we see it all the time, but then what, we don't appreciate a good woman then? I mean, that's, you know,
what? Look, it's like this, dude.
That's what I'm confused about.
You know, the normal problem with marriages is, let's, like, keep the shit real.
Yeah.
If it isn't, like, you know, finances and shit like that, there's actually marriages out there where they say, oh, we got married and then our sex life dwindled. And people are like, why does people who get married, sex life start to dwindle? Well, when you see the same pair of titties and the same naked woman every day, you just get tired of it. It's sad, but men get tired of it, and women the same way. Women are just as guilty. There's women out there who just get tired of having the same dick, the same dude they lay with. They want somebody else. They want a dude to do different things that, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're married, you start doing the same thing. You start figuring out what position, and the next thing you know,
Understand that yourself
in
your own
marriage. Yeah, you
got to
keep changing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, you got to change it up. Put on an altered ego, become characters, and that's all good. I feel like people need to do that, but that's the same. That's the same concept I'm speaking about with us in America. We see titties and naked women so much, just a naked woman ain't enough for us. It takes way more than that. And she's got to be a certain way. She's got to have, you know what I'm saying? Like. It can't be just that.
But then doesn't that make us more with it at the same time? It makes us a little bit more specific then, you know, then you kind of know exactly what you want in the system, right?
It makes us very specific, bro. It makes us very specific. Now, if you go to other countries, like I say, that's more keen to keeping that shit to a minimum, like, all right, we have serial killers, you know what I'm saying? We're one of the only countries that have serial killers. And these serial killers... they're basically like people who look up porn, but porn ain't enough for them. They gotta have the real deal. But here's the problem with these serial killers: they have specifics just like us. So that when they go serial killing, she's gotta be a blonde, she's gotta be slim, she's gotta look like Jessica Simpson, 20 to 23,
like somewhere in
there. Yeah. there's serial killers where there was one story where a serial killer would tackle women, he'd go to rape them. And then he would lift up their shirt, and he would see what color nipples they had. And if it wasn't pink like he liked it, he'd leave her, and she'd survive. But he had a certain quota. He was going. That's how they called him, because he had a certain fucking regimen. He was looking for blonde hair, tall, you know. And that's the thing. We do that, or any, like, if you any democracy, any state where you have the internet and you have anything you want, or any country. people start to evolve into that. It's like, you. Let's just put it this way, man. When you go way back in time before we had the internet and shit like that, and you live in small villages,
you know
what? if that chick was, I don't care how she was, what she did, if she was attractive and you got with her and she got naked, that was it. You was like, you was set. You was like, oh, shit, I got you, right? Now
right.
It's like, no, she got to be this, she got to be a certain like that, she got to do, you know what I'm saying? And that's because it's like anything
well,
in life, man.
Well,
you spoil
I believe we take it one step further, though, in regards to that, as far as, you know, guys looking for things. Because, you know, as men, we look for different things. You know, if we just looking to something to fuck on or whatever, to get our nut off or whatever real quick, you know, those things that you're looking for, you know, those qualities kind of dwindle off a little bit. You know what I mean? Just depending on the type of guy
right.
you are. But, I mean, if you're just looking to just take something down, you know, nigga, just take that down real quick and never. Now, where we
right.
do get specific is, it's like you were saying when, you know, maybe we're thinking about marriage, kids, somebody you may want to introduce to the family, you know, somebody that you want to be around
mm-hmm.
all the time or whatever, that you want to at least see if this is somebody you want around all the time, then, yeah, you got to get a risk. Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel, like I say, in a sense you feel like in America, we're basically like spoiled in a sense then, right? Because would
right.
you agree
oh,
saying that?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
we're spoiled then.
Yeah.
So, but over there, and they're not. So are we being spoiled rotten? I mean, is this a bad thing, you know, or is it just going to continually
Ryan,
get worse?
Honestly,
or what do you think?
In a sense, you know what? This is what spoilment is. Spoil is some shit that you know is bad for you, but you would, and you know it's bad. You can even say it's bad, but you would never want it taken away from you. You feel me? It's like your toy. It's like,
yeah.
I know it's bad. You know, I'm supposed to do this with my life, and I'm not because of this toy, and I should get rid of it. It's the right thing to do. You know it is. Don't lie to yourself. People will come up with their little dumbass logics on what, because that's what people do when they have something they like or want.
Right.
It's like a woman, you know, with a man that beats her, you know what I'm saying? She'll be with him for 6 years, and then they'll say why, and she'll give you all these little bullshit reasons. Stop it. You know he was bad for you. You just stayed with him because you were in love with him, and you know what I'm saying? You wanted what you want. Bad or good,
right.
you want it. You know what I'm saying? But let's keep the shit true 100. Yeah, it's bad, dude. All that is bad. A lot of this shit we got, starting with porno, is bad for you because now we don't appreciate what, like, the real chemistry we're supposed to have, and that is when you grow up, you're a boy. You're growing up with a girl. If she's attractive, that should be enough right there. That should be enough for you to be interested in this woman. And then when you get to know her and da-da-da-da, and she gets naked, that should be hands down a deal breaker, right? Not a deal breaker, but a deal maker. You know what I'm saying?
All
right. All the way. That's a 100% thing. It shouldn't be no, man, I like blondes. No, man, they got to be like 5 foot this. No, man, they got to be that way. No, man, I like brown-eyed girls, not blue eyes. What?
But,
what are you talking
okay,
about?
But still, I'd just play a devil's advocate, you know what I mean? Just to keep the conversation. Now, but in that sense, it seems like to me that it just seems like people should settle. I mean, in a sense, yes, don't be over extreme. Don't set things, don't set goals, or don't set expectations on something that is
right.
extreme, you know, out of unreachable and everything like that. You know, yes, if you find somebody attractive, treat you right. I was watching some movie. The guy was like, what did he say? He was like, just find a girl that's smart, treat you right, won't fuck your friends, you know, cooks, you know what I mean? You in the game. Maybe when
yeah,
you have a couple of kids,
woman,
you know what I mean?
Woman.
Just be cool. Like, just be straight. Like,
straight up.
Like I said, man, I don't know. Like I said, I agree with you. But on the other hand, it's just maybe a couple of the methods, you know, because I am spoiled in that sense. I don't want to see bitches walking around with, you know, with just drapes on and shit and everything like that, because then all you're going to be able to tell, all you're going to be able to tell really, and this is just me thinking about it in my head, is like you're going to only be able to tell if they fat or skinny. That's the only definition you're going
right,
to be able to
right,
see.
Right, right, that's
bitch,
it, that's it, that's
like,
all
you
got.
You know what I mean?
Look at her ankles or something that you might
you
get
to
see.
Catch, or try to see if there's shit on her face, if her cheeks is big when she smiles, see if her shit going up too high or something like that. You know, you got to. But then you're going to be looking.
Hey, look, you know what? You made a valid point, man. And this is some shit that, like, let's keep the shit on G100. When a woman complains about a man's game, the common game. The game usually has an objective, and that is sleeping with a woman and then bouncing, like leaving her. Hold on, give me 1 second, bro. 1 second.
But yeah, but shit is crazy. But yeah, ladies is crazy, y'all. Until my man get back. But I just don't. I couldn't do it. I couldn't imagine ladies, like, if it was a rule and everything like that, because you have to know what you're getting into. I just don't dive into shit. And I always say it to, like, there has to be some type of physical attraction, because maybe I'm sounding shallow, maybe this, maybe that, or whatever. But
my bad.
I'll just fill this aside. Go ahead.
Anyways, I was gonna say, women. All right, men's game that women fear, and that all women always make clear that they, you know, look, please don't lie to me just to get in my panties, and then, you know, treat me like I'm a piece of meat afterwards. Okay, that is the man's game. That we can all agree with that. That is the number one thing that men do. They lie to get it, and then when they get it, they're on to the next one. Now, this is what men don't do. See, women say what they're afraid of. Now it's time that we start expressing ourselves and let these women know why we do what we do sometimes. And I'm not trying to justify a man sleeping with a woman and bouncing on her because it's wrong. He shouldn't do it. Like I said, men shouldn't lie, period. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to on the female side, it's basically, let's put it this way. What men do is in the night, sleeping with a woman. Now, with women, we're worried that, and this is true, like, this is real shit, we're worried that this woman, because what women ask for, and this is what their game is, I'm looking for a man that's going to treat me like a queen, and I'm going to treat him like a king, and I'm going to hold him down, and we're going to do it through thick and thin. Like, she pretty much tells you the whole cliche narrative.
A woman wants to be secure. You know, I guess that's the main word. They want to be, they want a sense of security. You know, if they want to make sure that the nigga's going to have it, like you said, have their back, watch them over them, you know, provide a home. Or
they
want to be secure. They want to feel safe.
Which is all good. Like, be loyal, you know what I'm saying? All of that, all the good qualities that everybody's looking for, actually. Everybody looks for that.
Right.
Now, I ain't mad at women for looking that, but here's what we're worried about. And women don't understand this because men don't never speak up enough. What we're worried about is we go ahead and we take you in on that, right? We think you're attractive. You're very pretty. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, I like you. So I put my trust in you, and I'm like, all right, you want to hold me down through thick and thin, I'm going to hold you down. What women are very known for is women aren't known for just fucking a dude and then bouncing on them. You know what I'm saying? Your normal woman is known for telling you, I want to be with you, and then he trusts her. They trust each other. They get involved. And then the next thing you know, this woman, like, she just changes on him. Like, now she's trying to change him. She's trying to, like, basically turn him into a whole other person that she fell in love with or claimed to fall in love with. She's crazy. She's a nutcase. You know what I'm saying? She's got twisted logic. She starts systematically breaking his ass down on a day-to-day basis. And by the end of the year or the next year or however long they go, the man don't even know who he is anymore. See, these are what men are worried about. Men are worried about the game, because men's game is hitting the pussy and going. Women's game is psychotic commitment, where you get committed to her, but you find out she's crazy. And you got to understand, we got more to lose in that operation than they do. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You gave yourself up to her one night, and it turned bad. But he gave 2-3 years to you, and it turned bad. Like, some guys are afraid of that. Some guys are afraid of that. And that's why they do what they do sometimes.
Because bottom line is, also, if she's cute enough, sexy enough, or whatever, then, like, after she leaves you or does something else or whatever, then she can just do it all over to the next nigga and just be straight for another couple of years or something like that. The nigga can lose their whole livelihood behind that shit.
And she does. Have you ever heard of the chick that had, like, 3-4 marriages?
Yeah.
And they all said the same thing about her? She's crazy. Okay. See, these are the things we look for. You feel me? So, it's in a sense, I feel like women would probably take different procedures if men would speak up more about that. Because a lot of men don't speak. I guess they don't know how to explain it, I guess.
I just think people are just really making it easy. Like, niggas just think, okay, if I just do whatever I got to do to make this money and give it to her and tell her what she wants to hear, whether I believe it or not, whoop or whatever, then like you said, I'm going to get the pussy and shit, and that's going to be fine. And then the bitches is out here thinking, well, I can get whatever I want out of this nigga, this, that, whoop or whatever. I'll believe what he's saying. I'll take what he's giving me, and I'll throw him some pussy every now and then, and we'll just keep going around in this circle.
See?
And then,
you see, like, what I'm saying, bro? You see why I say women are winning the war, bro? Because look at how you ended it. You ended it with, I'll just throw him the pussy every now and then. Like, we ain't throwing him the dick.
Yeah.
Why do we not get equal balance in that whole thing? Because at the end of the day, bro, we're animals. And everything is driven by sex. People say money's the root of all evil. How was that when people make money to attract pussy? Thank you.
Yeah, basically. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's just...
And women look for the man with the money, so she can do it. So she can look good for the actual dude she's looking for. Because every woman has that.
I'm gonna look good enough for this dude right here to get this out of him, so I can look really bomb and use the money that he gives me for this next dude over here.
Like. Right. You feel me? So at the end of the day, sex is what drives us. Why we are animals. People need to stop fronting and thinking just because we're smart enough to build a rocket to go to space, we're not still animals. We're just the smartest animals, but we're still who we are, man. You know what I'm saying? Give me one second.
Hey, good looking, man, for calling this. Man, I got to get ready to get up out of here for the evening, man. Thanks for checking in with me. Any shout-out you want to give real quick? I mean, if you got any links out there, maybe you want somebody to holler at you about something or whatever. I mean, I don't know, but, I mean, feel free to go ahead if you got anything.
Since you're giving me the plug, man, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Check me out. I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hip-hop artist now. I do a lot of titles.
You
got
to send me some music.
I can do that. It's hip, you know, if you support hip hop, I'm with you.
No,
you know?
Man, this is you happen to catch me on Friday, but this is Bang Out Radio. So, I mean, I got four shows, right? So I got, we just talk, but I mean, I got Slap Sundays. I play music on that show. I play the Triple M show on Mondays, Mo Music Monday, where I just play all music. And I got a show on Wednesday that's like, it's like Ladies Night. It's more R&B, kickback type, get it the ladies shit or whatever. So, let me give you my email real quick. Well, everybody listen to this. Dagger, DAGGER, all right, dot bangoutradio@gmail.com. Just send me all right, MP3s, whatever you need, rotations, some promo pics or whatever. You can look at me up on Facebook at the same email, man. Yeah, and let people know where they can find your music.
For sure, man. Yeah. I do a lot of battling, a lot of dissing or whatever for money, But I do, you know, I got some new music coming out. That's all reality, you know what I'm saying? So basically, I'm just letting people know if I don't got that reality, not a lot of that. I got a few tracks, you know what I'm saying? But I'm basically a battle rapper, hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my new mixtape, The New World's Changing, you know what I mean? And you can catch me on SoundCloud at www.soundcloud.com/Ivory. Which is Ivory -2. Remember the -2 because somebody already took my name. So that's what that is. I come in second, but that's all good though. I get the gold, the bronze, I'm sorry.
Silver sparks.
Silver. See, look at me, man. I'm over here. I'm slipping, man. I'm slipping.
Nah,
it's getting late.
Man. You good. Where you calling from?
I'm out here in Virginia right now, man. But
Virginia.
I am from Florida.
Man, yeah, I think you're the first Virginia. I think you're the first Virginia person to hit me up, man. I'm trying to get somebody at least in every state, man. So like I said, I got my first Virginia connect finally. Like, man, just talk about the show, Pippin. You know what I mean? Let people out there know what we're doing over here. We hanging out. Let motherfuckers know what's up, man. That's all.
Oh man, listen. I'm plugged in with a couple other radios. So my thing is to get us all together because. There's a couple of radio shows that do what you do, man, and that's just keeping it real. Just, you know, forget that politically correct stuff, man. Just keep it real, let it go, because at the end of the day, we all trying.
And all independent artists, too. If you know any other independent artists trying to get some music in rotation, pass along my email to them. Independent artists. Like I said, we're looking for any new music. We got some place for it.
Absolutely. So what's that email? One more time. You know what? You got the email on your info, or?
Well, shit, it should be up there, man. But like I said, or just play back the show, man. You can listen. Like I said, you can always plug this show
definitely
back up on Facebook
gotcha.
Or whatever. But just one more time, because like I said, I want everybody to listen. This is how anybody gets at me, music, beauties of the week. If you know some ladies, you know, trying to get their model on or something like that, tell them to holler at me, too. I got a beauty of the week
all
that
right.
I do every week or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm looking at producers, music video directors, anybody independent trying to get something going or whatever, tell them to holler at me. Dagger@bangoutradio.com, and that's where it's at. So thanks for tuning in tonight, man. It's been another Fuck You Fridays. About to get out here tonight. Remember the lineup, y'all. Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8. Get that shit off your chest before the weekend gets here. Real reality, real topics. Slap Sundays every Sunday from 7 to 9, where we play nothing but them slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. And that sounds like another platinum slapper. That's what that stands for. And we also try to slap the stupidity out of these dumb motherfuckers in the world. So that's what Sunday's for. Of course, the Triple M Show, that's Mo Music Monday, every Monday, 7 to 9 as well, where it's the opposite of the day, where we just play nothing but music for 2 hours. It's music, 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 music. That could be hip-hop, R&B, whatever I feel like that day, that's what's going to get played. And then, of course, every Wednesday from 9 to 11 is West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V, where we talk about adult matters and adult topics and we smooth it out, you know, just try to see how freaky some of y'all can be. So it's cracking over here on Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We will see y'all on Sunday. We'll see y'all next week. Thanks for checking in with me, man. Make sure I get some new music. And, we out of here, y'all. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We'll see y'all on Sunday. We'll see y'all next week. We'll see y'all every day there's a show. All right, we out. Thanks.